Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As allegations of sexual assault emerge from a child holding facility in Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris continued to draw criticism Wednesday about her absence from the U.S.-Mexico border region and for not facing reporters about her role as President Biden's border czar. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley on Fox News.
It's really unacceptable that Biden is so obsessed with Trump reversals that he'll literally put the American public and these kids at risk the way he is.
Neither Biden nor Harris have announced plans to visit the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Iranian state media on Wednesday praised Iran's 25-year, $400 billion cooperation agreement with China as a good geopolitical game-changer that positioned Beijing as leading the effort to drag the United States back into the Iran nuclear deal. Thank you kindly for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get a COVID vaccination update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau.
Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It is early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up, so I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these mutants."
Climate guru John Kerry says greater transparency about firms' climate risk and new tax incentives would drive significant amounts of new investment to help solve climate-related problems. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke on Tuesday, said the Biden administration's general plan is to align tax policy with climate change goals. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race, so... Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back for Hour 3. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And it's also great to have back with us Danielle DiMartino Booth, the author of Fed Up. Danielle, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be here. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, well, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for asking. I wanted you to come on because it had been a while since we addressed some critical issues. And now more than ever, as we see China rising to America's increasing debt, how does that bode for our national security?
So, you know, it's a really interesting question that you asked. China has been rolling out what they call a central bank digital currency. Think of it as a digital dollar, if you will, but it's a digital yuan. So they're making leaps and bounds, and I'm gonna show my age right now. And the United States, by contrast, kind of looks like Mr. Magoo, trying to find its way around this whole newfangled financial system. I worry that we're falling behind on so many levels with China. China's looking at the next generation of technology. China has been investing massively in infrastructure, and the infrastructure I refer to is not in air quotes. It's airports. Mm-hmm. It's high-speed rail. It's roads. It's true infrastructure. And now they're investing in the next generation of the financial system. We have done none of those things to a great enough extent, and it looks like we're going to get caught up in a political quagmire again and descend into chatting about, gee, what's going to happen with the midterm elections, while China just goes about its business becoming the world's largest economy. It is a total matter of national security, and we are not paying attention.
Well, it would appear, and you and I discussed this the last time, we question the priorities and the sense of urgency, the lack thereof. Our government by design is, you know, according to the Constitution and tradition, is designed to move slowly. But, you know, we have some impetus right now, but for all the wrong reasons and the wrong instrument. I mean, executive orders are not the way to go. I mean, this is one party deciding what we should do. And even with the decisions they're making, it's questionable, Danielle. I mean, you know, meanwhile, our southern border is being stormed. As you know, China is moving. Iran is moving. I mean, we're somehow trying to desperately reconnect with Iran once again. And let's forget about what happened in the Middle East. And even, you know, speaking of our energy independence, that's out the door.
I mean, you just said so much there.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. I was throwing a lot at you. I apologize.
No, but you're right to do it because, again, we are focused on the trees and China's focused on the forest. Right. And we can't tend to the tasks that are crucial to our own energy independence, to our own safety and security. I live in Texas. I'm very close to the border. I'm none too happy that the border has become as porous as a sponge. But we can't even tend to what I would call on a national level, on a sovereign level, our basic necessities. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely problematic, extremely problematic. And the way that all of this is being done strictly on party lines is it's as quietly divisive as Trump was loudly divisive, if you will. Mm-hmm. But they both have the same result. They separate us as a people.
You know, when we have abandoned the American idea, which is so critical, I mean, it's foundational to everything that we believe in, and there's abandonment of the American idea, and this is all being compromised and has been for sale and about ready to be extinguished, thank you very much, by a movement, a very aggressive movement by a single party.
You know, you're absolutely correct, and we have to get past this. I've become involved with a movement called the Common Good. I should rephrase, it's called Common Good. And it's all about making government function, not which direction it goes, but simply making it function. Let's just say that this $600 billion, which is smaller than what Obama committed to shovel ready in 2009, which didn't work.
Then he laughed about, oh, by the way.
Oh, indeed. But let's just say that the same exact politicians, and let me tell you, you've got to dust them off. They're the same exact politicians who crafted that legislation that didn't work, craft this legislation that's supposed to draw out over an 8-year period. CommonGood.org is actually, and I'm not giving any kind of a blatant advertisement. It's a movement that says it shouldn't take 2 years to get permits to get these projects going. The red tape needs to go. We need to be a can-do country.
Exactly. Look,
I'm no great huge fan of FDR. Most people don't realize that the price fixing, you know, the euthanization of the cattle, that had a huge effect on many parts of the country during the Great Depression. But he did know how to make the public and the private sector work together. And that's something that we're not even considering doing with all this unionization talk that we're hearing. I mean, we're not even standing still. We're going backwards.
Without a doubt. Danielle, I don't mind you. In fact, I welcome you enlightening our audience about commongood.org, because this is what's happening. People are so fed up. They want to know, what can I do? Where do I go to get this information? Because the mainstream media is not fair. It's not balanced. And on every level, I mean, it's just people today have to really go, you know, deep and do some studying and make sure they're educated properly on what's happening if they're interested in their government. And at this point, you have to be interested in your government, because if not, the American idea is about to be extinguished at the hands of very few people that are in control, that say what you want to say about the 2020 election. It happened, and these people are taking over right now, and we're being overwhelmed, and we're being told all kinds of things. I mean, you have Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, she sounds like Baghdad Bob, and even Jen Psaki the same way, the press spokesperson for the administration. You know, the propaganda and the narrative they put out there, and you're seeing in real life video what's happening at our southern border, what's happening with these young kids. And I mean, this isn't any fake crying photo op by AOC. I mean, this is really legit, although I think it's quite surprising that AOC, you know, contrived something during the Trump administration there at a fence, at a holding center, but yet she's MIA when it comes to, you know, some real issues that are happening, where we've got, what, over 20,000 kids unaccompanied coming to our, coming to our border that are in our country right now, unaccompanied, 20,000 in 1 month?
Look, Bill, everything you describe is, again, it is reflective of how very partisan we've become. But when you say people are looking, the sheer number of people you refer to is enormous. And I would remind all of your listeners that there are three branches of the U.S. government. One of them appears to be working very well right now. It's called the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And even though we haven't gone there, so to speak, since the 60s, I think that the environment is right.
I'll tell you, we've got to go to break real quick. We've got more from Danielle after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people. But we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they are Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
It's a voice of reason from one Charles Barkley that the mainstream media and other ideologues wish that he hadn't said. And I was talking with Danielle off the air that the rest of the panelists were rather quiet. I guess maybe they were afraid that he would be canceled and cancel culture would come after him. It wouldn't be the first time the cancel culture went after Charles Barkley. He just doesn't care. It's like water off a duck's back, so to speak. But points of reason right there, Danielle, because here is an athlete that he doesn't care when he's on the floor as a basketball player, whether you're black, white, pink, or whatever. Can you put the pick and ball in the hoop and score points? Are you effective? Are you a team player? Are you going to help us win the championship? That's what matters. The sports in that sense is very colorblind. It's not ideologically fixed. And for him, being kind of an old schooler, what's happening in our country today is that we've lost the idea of the mission. You know, what is it about America? What is the mission that we can all agree on that has nothing to do with being a Republican or Democrat?
Is to find our voice, because Charles Barkley is so spot on. And, you know, to make matters worse, I'm a veteran of the Federal Reserve. And it has been the Federal Reserve's unsaid mission to drive that divide between the rich and the poor with their policies that make the rich richer and make the poor poorer and hollow out the middle class. But I would venture that Charles Barkley is so correct in his observations that this is the time that the Constitution of the United States can be changed. There's a gentleman, I promise you, I run the Pat Toomey fan club. He believes in term limits, and he doesn't believe in term limits. He lives them, and he was able to stand up against a backdoor blue state bailout that was trying to get brushed under the carpet through the Federal Reserve, and say, you know what? I don't have anything to lose. I'm out of here in 2022, as I committed to be. If we want to get term limits in this country, if we want to get rid of collective bargaining in this country, we, the people, have a voice. It's called the Constitution, and it does not require Democrats, and it does not require Republicans. It doesn't require anybody. It just requires that we come together with a voice and put
exactly.
it to a vote by the people, for the people, as Lincoln said it should be.
And you bring up an excellent point that we come together as one voice focused on, you know, not everything. We don't have to focus on everything, but we need to focus on the key principles that you just touched on, Danielle, that are so critical. One, you know, those points that are inarguable, those points that have been the backbone of America's greatness, that will be the backbone for America's future. But see, all that is getting, you know, kind of, polluted in a way. It's being overshadowed by all this bickering and division that Charles Barkley points to that we get caught up in, and we miss the point. We forget about putting the basket in the hoop, so to speak.
We do. We absolutely do. But look, if you want to get rid, look at how much damage teachers' unions have inflicted on
yes.
working mothers, millions of whom have had to been forced to be dropped out of the workforce. Look at teachers' unions. You know what? Have a voice. Make the vote. Get rid of collective bargaining. Get rid of teachers' unions being involved in our education system. Don't wait for politicians to reform education. Damn it, do it. Stand up. And if you want politicians to actually work, then make them accountable.
Exactly.
Just like you make teachers accountable by taking unions away, make politicians accountable by imposing term limits. If they know that they're out the door, then damn it, they're going to do their work.
Well, and look what the teachers have done. I mean, even down in San Diego, reportedly, they will not teach kids in classrooms to citizens who have paid the taxes, that have paid for, you know, their time off. I mean, they've been off for a year, still getting payment. And here we are bickering with them and their union representatives to get our kids back in school there. And they say, oh, we'll go take care of all the, you know, forget about COVID, forget about everything else, but we'll go ahead and teach the immigrants who have come to our country, and we'll take care of them while ignoring citizens who pay their paycheck. How does that make sense?
Look, that's just criminal. My children have been in the classroom for the entire school year. The CDC itself, a very clearly a conservative body, has just come out and said, you know what, we don't need 6 feet between students. We can deal with three. It's going to be
exactly.
There are examples nationwide. There are examples of schools that have efficaciously opened and had students in the classroom with the teachers for the entire school year. And this is that's why we need a voice, and we need a voice that can go around, circumvent the politicians who don't care about their constituents.
You see, and the thing is, I'm convinced, Danielle, that if we focus on those key principles, not 100 principles, you know, like anything, you know from your background, we both believe in the Pareto principle that 20% gives you 80% of the yield. So if we focus on that 20%, which I think is going to be maybe three maximum of five key principles, that we can turn this thing upside down and really get control of our government once again. And this is what, you know, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them are so afraid of. Excuse me, because when you look at what happened on January the 6th, there's a lot more behind that whole event that people are missing. You know, there's this narrative that's gone on to really block the truth and keep the truth away, and that is that you had everyday people in the hundreds of thousands of people exercise their civic responsibility and come to the government, come to the seat of government and say, what you're doing is not right. And what did they do? You know, they took advantage of a narrative riot, which really is not much of a riot that when you really look at all the footage and everything that took place, and they try to build this up into something that, you know, wasn't exactly so to their benefit, so they could invalidate and cancel any kind of conservative voice. And so the Democrats got exactly what they wanted, and they got to run away with the whole program, the way I see it anyway.
Well, with all deference, Bill, it did not help that Donald Trump came out and said that he was going to ask his people to vote negative in mm-hmm. Georgia if he didn't get the votes he needed. We certainly did not need the president's help in losing the Senate. So mm-hmm. there are many, but again, it's all politicking, and
yes.
I want to get past that. That's what I really, really want to do. Peggy Noonan won the Pulitzer Prize because she wrote this beautiful. And this is prior to the 2016 election. She wrote.
Okay, we got about a minute left. I'm going to let you wrap this up. Go ahead.
Yeah, she wrote a great piece about the unprotected, mm-hmm. the people in America who had no voice, as I've been saying, and she won the Pulitzer Prize for it. I recommend that everybody Google that because it's an amazing piece called Trump and the Rise of the Unprotected. And the same people who didn't have a voice then still don't have a voice today, but they've been joined by people across party lines as well. So the contingency is even larger than it was, and I think that there's enough of a critical mass that we can come together and make a difference.
Well, that's a true test, isn't it? I mean, after everything is all said, Danielle DiMartino Booth, is that if we can get people, I mean, true bipartisanship, people that aren't worried, I mean, I almost want to take the partisanship reference out of it, that we are unified behind these American idea principles that are there for the getting if we only rise up and do something about it. That's the challenge of we the people. Danielle, thank you for being with us.
Somewhere looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As allegations of sexual assault emerge from a child holding facility in Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris continued to draw criticism Wednesday about her absence from the U.S.-Mexico border region and for not facing reporters about her role as President Biden's border czar. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley on Fox News.
It's really unacceptable that Biden is so obsessed with Trump reversals that he'll literally put the American public and these kids at risk the way he is.
Neither Biden nor Harris have announced plans to visit the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Iranian state media on Wednesday praised Iran's 25-year, $400 billion cooperation agreement with China as a good geopolitical game-changer that positioned Beijing as leading the effort to drag the United States back into the Iran nuclear deal. Thank you kindly for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Well, you know, this past year was a very stressful time, to say the least, for all of us as the COVID-19 pandemic quickly morphed into an economic challenge for almost all of us. Unplanned changes in finances and work led many to worry about saving for the future. Now, as Americans prepare to file taxes, possibly look for work, or perhaps get another stimulus check, interest in making the most of your money during a tough financial time has surged. Consumers can be smart and boost their long-term financial health by learning more about investing in mutual funds or ETFs and may be able to cut their tax bills by using an individual retirement account. And joining us now to break it all down is Sarah Holden, the Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, tell us about the Investment Company Institute, or ICI.
The ICI is the leading trade association globally for the regulated fund industry, so that includes mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, and our members manage total assets of more than $38 trillion globally, helping hundreds of millions of investors meet their financial goals, like saving for a home, saving for retirement, saving for their children's education.
Well, Sarah, we have a little bit more time to do some planning this year for our taxes because tax day has been moved a month later to May 17th of this year. So with that in mind, what is the best way to save on taxes after all we've been through this year?
Yeah, so when COVID hit the United States last year, you know, the stock market fell and then largely recovered over the remainder of the year. But many people found themselves, as you mentioned, with changing employment situations. And so they may have switched jobs. They may no longer have a 401k. They may find themselves wanting to open up an individual retirement account. And the great news there is that with an IRA, because of this extended tax filing deadline, you actually have until mid-May to figure this all out. And if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you could actually reduce last year's taxes because up until tax filing day, you can count that contribution as if it occurred last year.
How good are IRAs as far as investments are concerned?
IRAs are a great tool for investing. First and most importantly, they offer tax advantages. So whether you do the traditional IRA where you get a deduction on the contribution, so you save tax money right up front, once the money is invested in the IRA and you can invest in mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or other stocks and bonds, really a world of investing is open to you in the IRA. But while the money stays in the account, it compounds and grows tax-free, and it's not until you get to retirement and take the money out that you pay taxes with the traditional IRA. The other way to go is the Roth IRA, where you don't get the tax break up front, so it is an after-tax contribution, but you end up with that same great tax-free compounding while in the account. And when you get to retirement with the Roth, you take the money out tax-free because you already paid the taxes up front. So we find many young people like the Roth because they're early in their career, their tax rate right now is low because they're just starting out, and it makes sense for them to take advantage of that Roth tax treatment.
So even the growth portion, Sarah, the totality of that Roth investment comes out tax-free?
Yes. Yeah, so with the Roth, you pay the taxes before you put the money in, so it's an after-tax contribution. Once the money is in the account, it compounds and grows. So all of those earnings and dividends and capital gains just keep growing in the account. And when you get to retirement, if you take out according to the rules, it comes out tax-free.
Wow, that's excellent. What should people consider if they're investing in the long term, like the stock market, for example?
So really the best thing to do is to diversify. So you want to be sure that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And a great way to do that is through mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, because with funds, you get a professional investment manager who will make all the hard decisions on when to buy and sell all the various securities. It'll be a diversified portfolio investing in stocks in the U.S., maybe international stocks, bonds, all sorts of various investments so that you really spread the money out. And it's a cost-effective way to invest because you're able to get into a fund and they're able to pool everybody's money together to make all those investments. So in terms of thinking of a long-term strategy, saving little, saving often, taking advantage of compounding, and going for a diversified portfolio really serves most people well.
You know, I found it quite interesting, even with my peers, with these stimulus checks that have been going out, some being in a quandary as to what to do with this money, everything from buying new golf clubs to maybe putting it in investments. You know, and maybe it's just because the times we're in, and maybe it's the pandemic effect. But what advice would you give to consumers who want to spend or invest their stimulus check wisely?
So if you find yourself wanting to take that step toward investing, really the best thing to do is to look for a diversified portfolio. And so you need to ask yourself if you're a do-it-yourself investor, in which case you could go directly to a mutual fund company or directly to an online broker, and then you could pick out all the investments yourself, all the funds or ETFs. On the other hand, many folks find that they want a bit of help in choosing which fund to invest in, and so they may go to a full-service broker or a financial advisor to help them figure out which would be the best portfolio to put together for them. But no matter which way way you're going, the thing to do is to realize that a little bit that you put aside now really grows to be something significant later for those important financial goals. And your future self will thank you for having put it aside.
Exactly. Are you finding that people are more prone to saving right now because of all that we went through, with this pandemic?
So we found that we do surveys of defined contribution or 401k plan participants, and people really stuck to their guns in terms of little by little, paycheck by paycheck, saving for retirement. I think other folks may have found themselves, whereas we couldn't go out as much, ending up saving a bit that way. Although there were some folks who were, hit by unemployment, in which case their savings did suffer. But these are the rocks in the road that you hit along the way, and, just try to get back on track and, open up that IRA, contribute to that IRA. You might be able to reduce last year's taxes, but you'll be able to take advantage of those great tax advantages going forward.
Exactly. She's a senior director of retirement and investor research for the investment company Institute. Sarah Holden is with us and bringing us up to date and giving us some great ideas and some considerations. After all, with tax day coming up a little bit later than previously, these are some good ideas, and you may want to alter maybe some of the decisions that you made or things that you want to share with your tax planner. Let's talk about the recent research on long-term savings goals. What were you able to find out?
Well, when we survey households, we find that there's really a life cycle to savings. So early on, you're saving for education or a home, and then later you're focused more on retirement. But no matter where you are in that life cycle, the important thing is to just put that little bit aside out of each paycheck so that you can grow and compound it in a long-term investment that will really grow to something significant to help with those financial goals.
Well, Sarah, we mentioned tax days moved to May the 17th this year. Why did they do that, and how will that affect our taxes?
I think they just recognized with all that has happened, people have got so much to sort out in terms of new jobs, possibly stimulus checks, unemployment checks, just all sorts of changing situations because of last year. And they wanted to give us more time to figure out the best way to manage through this. And as we've mentioned, it's really great news in terms of researching and figuring out whether or not to make a contribution to an IRA, because the IRA can really help you going forward. At this point, 48 million U.S. households already have IRAs with $12 trillion in them. So it really is a powerful savings tool.
That's great advice. Sarah Holden, Senior Director of Retirement Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. Great information. Appreciate it.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And back with us is Dr. Stephen Hotze. We're going to be talking about COVID, kind of get an update on that. But before we do, Dr. Hotze, if you can put up with me, I was doing a little bit of a deeper dive into your website, and I got to tell you, the things that you promote are things that are right in my wheelhouse. I just so believe in getting our bodies in a position to where they can naturally heal themselves and, respond to, common sense medicine. And, I appreciate and was excited to have this conversation with you this morning.
Well, Bill, it's great to be back, and welcome to you, and greetings to you and your listeners from Houston, Texas.
All is well in Texas, even though the battle continues at our southern border, but it would appear that you've got smart leadership there by way of your government. And
Well, I wish we did. I mean, and I don't want to go into all that, but I'm disappointed in them. They're weak. A lot of their statements are window dressing, but they just don't follow through very well. But anyway, we're going to stand strong.
Exactly.
Those of us that are citizens and patriots are standing strong.
Well, good. And we got to get them healthy and stand even stronger. And so let's, before we talked so much about COVID, and I know that's the order of the day, but also the order of the day is, people's general well-being. And in your clinic, in your facility, I mean, you're dealing with allergies, anxiety, everyday issues that Americans are dealing with. Can we touch on that a little bit?
Sure. Bill, back in 1976, when I graduated from medical school in Houston, before I founded the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, which was about 13 years later, I had a dinner with my dad at a banquet when I graduated. He turned to me over at the banquet dinner and said, "Son, I said, yes, sir. He said, son, don't poison your patients like all the other doctors do. Do you understand me? No, it wasn't a request. It wasn't a suggestion. It was a command, literally, mm-hmm. from my dad. Don't right. poison your patients. And, you know, it took me 13 years of that seed being planted in my brain before I came to the conclusion, you know, dad was right. Mm-hmm. The way we practice medicine is if we got a disease, we give them a drug. If we that doesn't work, maybe we do surgery on them. So it's this disease drug surgery model, mm-hmm. and it just wasn't working after 13 years. So I came to the conclusion that the way to do it, and my dad taught me this, and he was a successful entrepreneur. He said, God has given the body amazing restorative power. If you'll just put the right molecules in it, the body will heal itself.
Exactly.
So that's where I began my journey. So at the OC Health and Wellness Center, excuse me, we treat for airborne and food allergies. We treat for yeast. People who take antibiotics invariably will get yeast problems, female yeast infection, mm-hmm. yeast in their colons, leaky gut syndrome. Then we have problems with low thyroid condition. Your thyroid hormones from the thyroid gland of the neck enable your cells to produce and use energy. As we age, our thyroid and all our hormone levels decline, and what we get is we get a decrease in energy, maybe difficulty with weight, we don't think clearly, our body temperature falls, we get joint muscle aches and pains, we get mood swings, we get depressed, women get abnormal periods, they get hysterectomies, we have problems with constipation, recurrent and chronic infection. We get old and we get all the diseases of aging, the chronic mm-hmm. diseases of aging, which can easily be prevented if you will maintain good natural hormone balance with thyroid and your sex hormones and keep your adrenal glands strong. And then mm-hmm. finally, we want to use vitamins and minerals to help in the energy production process within yourself, but also in the detoxification process, because as you're well aware, Bill, we are constantly being bombarded with all kinds of chemicals and petrochemicals and metals and all sorts of things in the environment. And we eat all these, you know, Americans eat sloppy. Let's be honest. We all know that. In mm-hmm. canned food, box food, you know, food in jars and boxes and bags and all that. And it's full of all kinds of chemicals. Just read the back of it. Or don't read that. It might make you sick just thinking about it, but it's true. So we recommend a healthy eating program. We recommend a keto-friendly eating program, good healthy oils and fats, good natural vegetables, salads, and some meat. And, you know, and we recommend intermittent fasting. You don't need to eat 3 or 4 times a day. You don't need to eat between meals. Listen, I've got a retriever, and that dog, my wife feeds him once a day, and he feeds him bison, dried bison meat, mm-hmm. of all things. And he eats four cups a day. That the dog's thin and trim, and he's full of energy. He looks yes. great. He eats once a day.
Yes.
Now, how is that possible? Well, we don't need to eat as much as we did, and we know that. You look at people in America, 70% of the population is overweight. That
exactly.
means 70% of your listeners are overweight. Half of those people that are overweight are obese, and what does that lead to? It leads to diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure problems, kidney disorders, liver, fatty liver, a host of health problems, strokes. It leads to a host of health problems that can be easily averted if you simply get down to an ideal body weight. So, all this people coming out with COVID, you know what it is? It's jack-in-the-box medicine. Oh, I got COVID. Give me a vaccine. Give me a drug for a bug.
That drug for a bug. I love that. Yeah.
So, that's what people, I mean, that's the way American is. Just punch a button in a machine and you're going to get, and you can do whatever you want in the meantime. This is my philosophy for every one of you that's listening and for myself. I and you, Jimmy, and you listeners, you alone are in charge of your health. You can decide whether you want to be healthy or not. In the vast majority of cases, unless you got some other kind of genetic problem going on, in the overwhelming majority of cases, you can take charge of your health. You're in charge of it, not the government, not your insurance company, not your doctor, not your spouse. You and you alone. If you want to be healthy, you can be. But you've got to write that down as a goal, and then you've got to take charge of your health. And if you'll do that, and then build up your immune system. Well, how? Through proper eating and the things I described, getting the allergy load off your body if you have allergies, maintaining good hormonal balance, strengthening your immune system with the vitamins and minerals. Get a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Exercise. Come on. These are common sense things. Yeah.
Drink some water. Drink water.
Drink
right?
water. Keep yourself well hydrated. Mm-hmm. And then when you come in contact with pathogens, which, guess what, folks? all this stuff. Well, we got to stay away from the bug. Oh, because we can't touch. We got to social distance. Got to put on a mask. That is total. It's total idiocy. Ever since you were born, when you came through your mother's birth canal, you got slathered with billions and billions of germs, and your body's been in contact with germs, viruses, and pathogens and bacteria every day of your life. Everywhere you go, there are germs everywhere. You breathe them in the air. Why don't you get sick and die? Because you got an immune system.
Exactly.
Your immune system healthy. That's the bottom line.
Well, Dr. Hootsie, we're going to talk about COVID another time. You're going to come back, but we're on this topic. This is so critical that our audience is going, okay, what is the first thing that we should do? Because I like you, I believe the same thing, and I appreciate what your dad said, because, we're so miraculously made that if we do the right thing for our body, we'll get the right results. It will take care of itself, in a sense. This is the way God designed it, I believe.
Exactly.
And it's all the interruptions, all that crazy stuff that we introduce and that's been introduced to us. You talk about, COVID. We got G5, coming on and pulverizing our brains with all kinds of other things. So how do we fortify? What's the first thing that you recommend that we should do?
What you want to do, first and foremost, get down to an ideal body weight. Cut out the simple carbs and the sugar out of your diet, which is highly inflammatory. Get down to an ideal body weight and exercise. That's the most important thing you can do physically to get healthy. And then you can add on and you ought to be taking vitamins and minerals. At HOTZ Vitamins, HOTZE Vitamins, I've got Dr. HOTZ's Immune Pack. Vitamin A, B, high doses of vitamin C, 10,000 milligrams or international units of vitamin D3. Magnesium, zinc, and probiotic. That's a good starting place if you want to build up your immune system so that you can fight off so it's healthy.
Yes.
And your immune system can knock this stuff down. Listen, 99.99% of the people under the age of 70 that contract COVID, and it was only about 20% of the population, because already somewhere around 40% of the population is already immune to it from previous exposure to coronaviruses. And so...
And, of course, the government's not including that immunity level into the number, right? Because that was my question that I asked of another official. I said, okay, well, you gave me about 30% have been vaccinated, but what about the people that have been in contact with COVID that are now naturally immune by the grace of our miraculous bodies?
Yeah, and what did he say? He just stumbled around on that.
He just said, "Well, that's a good point. Yeah, we haven't calculated those numbers." I said, "Well, do you think they're important? Because here we are, based on 30%, we're scaring the holy what have you out of people. Because now, originally they said 50% was the number we had to be at, and then that started to climb. They moved the goalpost every time Dr. Fauci came out and did a presser. It was more and more dire." About as dire as his ability to throw a ball to home plate.
Hey, this is exactly true. Now, remember, they said, oh, we're going to take the vaccine. And then the director of the CDC came out and said, you'll be able to take off your mask and enjoy each other's company. Oh, they came back 2 days later. Oh, she's totally wrong. No, you get the vaccine, you still got to wear a mask and you got to social distance. Hello? And then you got to get another vaccine because they're variants. Hello? Come on. It's never going to end. Can't you see they're playing you public? It's all about power, control, and money. And let me finish with this, Jimmy, because I know you got a short program.
Yeah, it's Bill, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Bill. but that's okay. We're coming.
Jimmy yesterday. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is it. Stay as far away from this so-called vaccine, which is an experimental genetic modification injection, as you would a rattlesnake coiled in West Texas.
There it is. Well, Dr. Hootsie, you and I got to keep talking, and we'll have you back.
I'll give you
a call later. You got it. Have a great one.
It, Bill. You too.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm